soon they're going to start saying that women are unequal in society too. I'm going to call your bluff.
They've been doing this forever. Where it's like, what's next? The way he's framing this is like, this is a weird fluke that this sort of tells us something about how like off kilter discrimination law is. But like, it's not an accident that the amendment gets passed. It's the result of people who support it mobilizing for something they believe in.
I do like the idea of some laws basically being mulligans. You're like, oh, it's nobody really wanted this.
He's trying to make this argument that
the bureaucrats
have taken a simple law and turned it into something much more sprawling and pernicious than anyone at the time has envisioned. This is like the big idea of the book, that this is all very divorced from the will of the people. These liberal bureaucratic elites have taken control of civil rights laws.
He focuses on four outputs
of the Civil Rights Act: affirmative action, disparate impact, harassment law, and Title IX. For our purposes, we're going to focus on the middle two again: disparate impact and harassment law. There is a section titled "Disparate Impact." Everything is illegal.
Everything. All of it.
Employment illegal, but it didn't define what counts as discrimination, really. Everyone knew that you couldn't just say,
oh my God.